Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 11th season of Everything About TV. I am your host, Chris the Internet Man. Welcome to the 11th season of this podcast. And special little note to put that we are live on listentomyradio.com. I have an old radio network that was talk radio back in the day, back in 2014 to I think 2015, and then of course the network went completely dead and it stopped running, and it's been this actual channel that you guys see. And if you are listening to listentomyradio.com feed, it has been very dormant for the last 4 years. I think it was 4 years, if I am correct. Anyways, we are going to do the Big Brother 21 preview podcast, and it's nice to actually be live for once, doing a podcast live. Now, don't get used to this. This is not always going to happen, but I just wanted to see if this thing still works. Had a few hiccups this morning, but everything seems to be running A-okay right now for me, but one way or another, I managed to get all those hiccups out of the way there. So, season 21, which pretty much we know that it took a long time for confirmation this season, for the season to happen. I thought, okay, I'm just going to be covering the Amazing Race this year, Amazing Race Canada this year. I thought that was the only thing that was going to be covered, but no, you know, CBS surprised me, and you know, now here we are doing Big Brother 21, and there will be a 22 as well. So next summer, we'll be back during the summer season to do another Big Brother coverage, which is great. You know, it is great to do, and it's great to, you know, have as well. So it is nice to have both podcasts, having both shows back this summer, and then probably next summer, Amazing Race Canada will be back again for season 8, just like Big Brother Canada is going to be as well. So yeah, we are gonna start with the first one on the list, and that is Annalise. She is 22 years old, so much younger. We got a bit of the younger audience, younger contestants this season too. She is currently in Simi Valley, California. If I'm correct, if I'm really correct. She is a college college soccer star. So she must be still in college at this point. At the moment, she must be still, in college. Obviously, she is off for the summer. She is off for the summer. That is the summer break. So hence, she can do Big Brother. So three adjectives to best describe her: outgoing and confident. Favorite activities is tanning, going to the beach. If tanning, you know, could be an occupation, it would be her calling. And also, she just loves relaxing and hanging out with her friends and talking and also going out for lunch or dinners with her friends as well. What do you think would be the most difficult part of living in the Big Brother house? As we know, it is a very, very stressful environment. Well, I don't know it because I've never played the game of Big Brother before. I have always been a fan, but I have been nothing else other than that, obviously. So the toughest things, that difficult part of living in the house would be for her is seeing her little dog Fergie. Sorry, I cannot talk this morning. And then, of course, I swear, that's her emotional support dog. Whenever I am with her, I'm just, she's happy, obviously. And obviously, until her dog obviously gets in the trash and then destroys the house, obviously. So the next point, we're going going to talk about is which cast member is she most like. Her favorite house guest is Dick, Evil Dick, Danielle, obviously Dick's daughter, and then Tyler from last season, obviously going on to say that Dick and Danielle were on the same season at one point. Season 8, yes, I've watched that season. I know a lot about season 8 of Big Brother. And then also, it was a cool thing how Dick was so evil, basically a dick to people and causing drama. We all know what Dick did in the house, you know, to get himself all the way to the end. You know, you have to do what you have to do to obviously get yourself to the end. And then Danielle, because she was the same age as Danielle. And then Cora's really loves Tyler because of one of the best gameplays in Big Brother history. So the strategy that she has to actually win the game is to play both sides of the house, you know, and keep it super low key. Obviously she's watched past seasons that she like always plays, like they are always playing both sides of the house and really go far. Will not tell anyone she's doing this, even her best friend in the house, because it would blow up in her face. So she believes that, you know, she does that, then obviously she could be the next one to wind up out of the house and gone home. And if she makes jury, you know, then obviously she'll make jury. But you know, we're not that far yet. We haven't even started the season yet. The season starts on Tuesday night. Will be the first episode of Big Brother, so I'm looking forward to that as well. And I know what you're gonna say, what about Amazing Race on Wednesday? I'll talk about that at the end of the podcast, how that works, because I know there's gonna be a bit of a conflict with both of those shows, so it will be a little different after that, on Wednesday especially. So yeah, she's gonna, you know, she is going to really try in the comps that, you know, she needs to win. Obviously not so hard on the ones that she doesn't need to win. Obviously it'll ruin her game, obviously. So obviously you know, be a badass with a good ass, that's what she is trying to say. So her life model is be a badass with a good ass. That's her motto. That was her motto. So fun facts about her: joking, pranking, scaring people, cannot start day without a cup of coffee, like to collect pennies with their heads up because it's good luck, so emotional I cry literally every day, especially military coming home videos and winning videos. And she only eats cheeseburgers plain with ketchup. So that is Annalise. And actually she is, and looking over my screen here, I have sticky notes literally stuck to my screen at the moment. And obviously we are kind of like, I'm kind of looking at here, and Annalise is actually one of my picks. She's the fourth on my list there. Obviously, there was something else about her, Annalise. I thought Annalise was she's a soccer star. That's why I picked her. I picked Annalise because I think she, you know, she being a soccer star, you know, I think she has what it takes to go very, very far in this season. I obviously think she can go very far in this game. You know, I think her being a competitive comp, she could be a comp beast, especially in the last half of the game where, you know, the situation is now jury. You know, I think it would, you know, it would be a, like, especially, okay, let me try to break that down a little better that you can understand it. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, I think she had, like, she, on the second half of the game, obviously when jury starts, which will be, I don't know, is it end of, sometime in late July, early August, I think that's when jury begins. It is usually, like, what, week 5, so I would probably say somewhere in towards the end of July is when jury starts. But you never know, because Big Brother, it is different, because don't forget there is 13 14 weeks, as there is 99 days in the house technically. So there is like 99 days in the house, so that makes things a little bit different, especially. So yeah, okay, so let's go on to Christy. She's 28 years old. She lives in Keyport, New York. She's a boutique owner. Her three words to subscribers, outgoing, overachieved, and edgy. And then favorite activities is park with her dog. Does anything in nature, especially waterfall hike. Likes to try new food and restaurants with friends. And then, of course, what do you think the most difficult part of living in the house would be? Would be not able to talk to whoever is running her store. So obviously someone else does have to run her store while she is in the house. So obviously it would be completely different. Like someone else would be running the store. See, this is what happens when you're up at 2 a.m. in the morning. Your brain completely goes bonkers on you. So someone else has to run her store, obviously. And then, of course, not speaking to her friends and family. And then, obviously, by nature, she is a controlling person. You know, not knowing what's going on at Mystic will be challenging. Also, no music. She is such a musical person. And then, obviously, she's a whistling girl. And then which will be challenging. Obviously, you're not allowed to whistle. You're not able to hum a song before Big Brother will be telling you, saying, let's say, Chris, stop singing or something like that. So that's what Big Brother would do. And then obviously she's gonna miss music. That's what another thing she said. She is definitely going to miss music. So which past Big Brother cast member did you like the most? She loved Jeff and Jordan. We all love Jeff and Jordan. You know, I've always been a Jeff and Jordan fan. Obviously I saw season 13 was one of the very, very first seasons I saw of Jeff and Jordan. That was the second time that they were on Big Brother, and that was like the, you know, that was obviously the last time that they did Big Brother was on the 13th season. However, they were both voted out of the game, so obviously they were voted out, and they did not win, or Jordan did not win for the second time, obviously. And then, of course, she goes on to say Paul, you know, the it's credible, he was the mastermind of manipulating and obviously a competition beast. If he had toned it down a bit with the lying and playing around in the house, she is saying, should he obviously have toned it down to, you know, obviously, you know, with the lying and playing everyone in the house? Yes. And then, of course, he was stabby and strong. And also, Dan Giesling. Yeah, I think there's a whole pile. There's a whole couple, not whole pile, but there's several of them that actually like Dan. I think everybody liked Dan, obviously. Everybody obviously loved Dan Giesling on his season. And then, obviously, that is the second one that she picks. And then we have... next up is strategy for winning. Obviously, using her sexuality is a major social advantage. You know, obviously, I knew there would be somebody that would be using that, obviously. And then going in the house as an openly feminine lesbian. I didn't know that. Actually, when I didn't even really read the, like, I don't really remember when I was reading the bios and kind of going through notes to actually, you know, put into the podcast. Like, I didn't know that. I must have skipped a few words. I was probably reading too fast, technically. She is going to use her femininity and charm to persuade and simply manipulate the men, and then while being you and also being the emotional shoulder and a best friend to all the girls, and won't pose as a threat to the women because won't go after any of the men, and at the same time obviously won't be a physical or athlete threat to the boys. And then do the boys know that she's super competitive and extremely overachiever, planning winning a lot of competitions. So she is going to win. She wants to win competitions, obviously. She really, really, really wants to, you know, win competitions. So we've seen that in Big Brother Canada, too, where people really, really wanted to win competitions. Like, they really, really wanted to, you know, win a comp. They really wanted to, you know, do well in the competitions, especially. And then the life model is you want it, picture it, write it down. The envision yourself getting in the manifest is out of it. It is your simple power of intention. Power of intention, man. And so obviously, fun facts about her. She like taking a bubble bath like a 6-year-old almost every night. Anyone I've dated, one of the pet peeves about me is I whistle too much. Dated men for 9 years before discovering I don't like them anymore. Did pageants from age 8 to 12. She took the New York crown against 200 plus girls. That's it. So let's go right into Cliff. He is 53, lives in Houston, Texas, and of course, petroleum engineer, which I do not know what a petroleum engineer is. I am no clue what it is. That's a job I've never really, heard of before. I have no clue what it is, technically. I have no idea what it is, and I don't know. Anyways, three adjectives to best describe him. Describe him: funny, stubborn, and caring. Favorite activities: water sports, fishing, jet skiing, swimming, scuba, gardening. And then there was a bunch of other different stuff. It was grow. Satsumas. Musica, dying grapes, avocados. Also, will be growing loofahs this year. And politics. Obviously, he likes to talk about Trump, which I don't like that, obviously. So there are going to be a lot of hopefully there won't be too much politic talk over the feeds, which obviously I won't be listening to because they don't allow it up here in Canada. So we are not allowed to watch their feeds as we're Canadian. So that kind of goes the same way when Big Brother Canada is on, when up here in Canada as well. So most difficult part of living inside the Big Brother house, lack of communication with outside world, sitting in the house, 24/7, obviously, that is going to be another difficult thing, is, sitting in that house for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for like 99 days, if they go that far, obviously, and, not knowing what's going on with family, the country, sports teams, and so far, and etc. will be, and he says it's going to be, very frustrating as well. Lack of privacy will be tough at first, but we'll get used to it. And rather than quickly, which past Big Brother house guests you like most? You put in Derek, Vanessa, or Dan. Vanessa whined too much when she thought the chips were against her. Here, all time has to be Derek as well. So strategy for winning: present himself as a loyal soldier to one or more strong players while creating enough, chaos, paranoia, love people, pointing fingers, targeting other people. People assume that I'm loyal kind of guy that will live my life in the real world, use that as an advantage. And then, of course, betray as necessary to, get to the end game and to get him to the finale, which is, actually, there is a date on that, too. Let me bring that up for a second. We'll talk about that quickly, because I heard, or it says on here, I don't know why it's on, I don't know if it's changed or not. Let's see if it's actually changed since. See, the date didn't change. Is it still there? It is still there. The September 25th is the finale. What? Honestly, how can you figure that out? The 25th. Now, I know what you guys are going to say. Chris, do not trust Wikipedia. Well, this is not Wikipedia. This is the fandom website I use. I use fandom website for everything related to Survivor, Amazing Race, Big Brother. I use it all for that site for all the reality TV shows, out there as well. So pretty much, let's see. What the heck? Huh? It says here, Christy Murphy, which we were just talking about, dated Tommy Brockle's aunt. That's interesting. And then, Brent Wolgamott, that Holly Allen and Catherine were friends and knew that they would be casted together for a week prior to sequester. What? Is that true? I don't know if that's true. Obviously, you can't really, you don't really know these things until the game starts, because obviously they are now in the house right now. They're obviously in the house. The season has started, but not started for us, because we are still kind of in the preseason at the moment. We are slowly getting into the actual season as well. So what was I saying? And then, of course, the life model is human model, never let others tell you what you can and cannot do, and never be afraid to stand up for what you believe in. And then, of course, fun facts, he's playing with alligators, he can say the alphabet backwards, once a won award for rowing, and definitely a jokester in the family, learned to drive a car at age 70, sorry, not 71, what the heck am I saying, I'm really aging poor Cliff, 7, he learned to drive at the age of 7. So next up we have David. He is 29 years old. He is from Atlanta, Georgia. However, he is still in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. I had to flip my page really quick so I knew where I was. He is a photographer. 3 adjectives to best describe him: positive, charismatic, and high energy. Favorite activities is CrossFit training, professional photography, and traveling to new locations. And what do you think will be the most difficult part about living in the house, Big Brother house, is a complete shift in the routine. You know, having to be around people with no escape, but also an adventure that he would love to explore. So his strategy to win is to so obviously he says that he has won 2 seasons. He got a feel for the show, and then of course he planned to watch 2 seasons to get a feel for the show, then further look into strategy that worked out and type of individuals that typically win. You know, gift to gab, you know, memory could be an advantage if he plays his cards right. So his motto is just live as much as you can before you can't anymore. And then can't control the tear ducts, obviously cry on command. And then of course went to school with a mega rap group, the Migos. Obviously his birthday started a decade, the 90s. Started the decade, the 90s or something like that. Celebrated, it was always a celebration on January 1st. I don't know what he means by that. And then, of course, he has 1/8 to 10 of the population to have perfect teeth, with wisdom teeth and no braces. And then never owned a automatic vehicle. So obviously he is, a stick shift, obviously. And then, of course, we got Holly Neck. She is 31 years old. She lives in Lander, Wyoming. But she's from Lander, Wyoming. However, she is from Los Angeles, California. She is a wine safari guide. And then, of course, 3 words to best describe her: sarcastic and relentless. Spontaneous, sarcastic, and relentless is the 3 words to best describe her. And then, of course, which past Big Brother cast member does she like most? I haven't watched enough to, you know, have a favorite. So, I don't know. Was she a fan? Or maybe she's not. I don't know. That's a good question. If she's a fan, or she's just not a fan whatsoever. I don't know. Maybe not. And then, of course, what will be the most difficult? Oh, sorry. Favorite activities is fostering dogs, hiking with wine, road tripping with camera in hand. What would be the most difficult part of living inside the Big Brother house? I live on her phone. She's a millennial. That will admittedly be a struggle. And then, of course, what past Big Brother castmate did you like most? Haven't watched enough of it to be a favorite. And then, do you have a strategy for winning the game? She has plenty of strategies already stacked up, plan A to Z. So life model is make them proud. Lost a lot of people in her life. Obviously, let's say yes to opportunities, because I wish, you know, we're still there to experience them all, them all too. And then, of course, fun facts: she grew up teaching people to fly fish. She can sneeze like Donald Duck, and then can ride horses standing up, and then roll off a 30-foot cliff in a pickup truck and survive. Used to go down the Oregon Trail every summer in a converted wagon. And yeah. So we have Isabella next. Oh, sorry. Okay, didn't I miss anybody? It was, who did I say? Annalise, we haven't gone to Nicole. Okay, so next up is, and then of course, next up is, oh wait, sir, do I have Holly? No, I don't have Holly. Sorry, I'm just kind of figuring out. No, I don't have Holly in there. Next up is Isabella. She is actually one of my picks for the females out of Big Brother, obviously. She is 22 years old, Mount Olive, New Jersey. She's currently in LA and California. And then, of course, occupation, what is public health analyst. Three adjectives to best describe her: spontaneous, reckless, and generous. Favorite activities is spending time with other people's money. And then, of course, the hardest thing to be in the Big Brother house would be nothing. Love, low-key, feel like it was born for. She was born for this. And then which past Big Brother cast member did she feel like most? Obviously, I like, and then of course, she liked, I don't know what it says. I don't know. She put her own name down. I don't know why. Okay, let me check that out for a second. Okay, this, I'm looking it up very quickly. I'm kind of doing a quick research here. I might have messed up my own thing. I liked when the Bella Wang won season 21. What? That's what I literally did put it. Why did she put herself? That makes no sense. Why did she put herself? Now, that makes me confused. Why on earth did, you know, why did she put her own name on there? That makes no sense whatsoever. Why she put her own name on there? Like when Bella Wang won season 21. She's very confident that she's going to win this season. She is very, very, very confident that she will win the season. Strategy to winning this game: bribery, so she's gonna bribe everyone in the house. Life model is it ain't that serious. And then fun facts is I had a tiger mom. She was nuts. Parents never let her hang out with friends. Played tons of instruments. Took Chinese lessons every Saturday for 8 years. She is fluented, but reading and writing is crap. And then of course, you know, climb Mr. Kilimanjaro. Why would I want to sit around and gorge on food? I was really into fitness for about 6 months. So that is Isabella. And of course, like I said, she is on my picks. Next up, we have Jack. He is 28 years old. Is from Chicago, Illinois, but currently lives in Tampa. Fitness trainer. And then three adjectives that best describe her: honest, integrity, and character. And then favorite activities is CrossFit, photography, and hanging out with her dog, Layla. And then, of course, the strategy to win was to be honest, have integrity, and a good character. You know, obviously, life model is to, obviously, keep it simple. So she is not going to, you know, make the game, obviously, very, very complicated. She is going to make it very easy. And then, of course, fun fact, she can snatch 275 pounds. Olympic weightlift jargon. Can wiggle his ears. Large hands for his height. Likes to sing. He thinks he's good at it when he's by himself. He can walk on his hand for quite some time. So that is Jack. And next up is Jackson. I believe he is actually on my list. I was going to originally go with Jack, but then I changed my mind about having Jack as one of my picks. So Jackson is 24 years old from Nashville, Tennessee, currently in Los Angeles, California, is a server. Three adjectives that best describe him: driven, assertive, and confident. Favorite activities is exercising, social events, and hunting. It will be the most difficult part about living outside the Big Brother house. You know, honestly, nothing seems too difficult. He couldn't endure. But honestly, you know, has to remember that he's under 24/7 video surveillance. Will be only hiccup. After a week or two, will become comfortable and forget that he can't sleep naked, and then drop the towel, etc. Also the food, not a picky eater at all, but eat a good amount of food. Not able to grocery shop, get my daily watermelons or protein bars would be tough, but manageable. So favorite cast member that he likes the most: Paul. Simply did not, you know, he told it like it it is. Paul told it like it is. And then respects his honesty and boldness. Brett, guy's guy to a T. He was very sociable, obviously. And then also talented physical. Probably would be someone he would hang outside of the house. Probably they will. You know, after this is all, you know, said and done, they will probably more likely definitely hang out in the outside world after the season is done. Indefinitely, they will definitely be hanging out together. So, strategy for winning, be physical, which he's good at, not too physical. He will win competitions, but have to pick them wisely. So, obviously, the ones that are most important, the most important competitions to win, obviously. And then, of course, not become too large of a threat. He will do anything and everything in order to win the health guests over a social level. He was in pre-law, so he had been involved with real estate. He also, you know, trying to get them to buy into. So, obviously, you know, being in sales, I guess he's, you know, he's a people person. He's kind of like a people person that could, you know, he could really use that, especially as a tool to being successful or having a good run, go deep into the game, especially. So, life model is anything is life worth it. Is life worth doing is worth overdoing moderation is cowards. And then of course fun facts is middle age all the way through college he used to write papers speeches etc for money. You know, he can shotgun a beer in under 2.5 seconds. Skip college graduation ceremony to go South Beach Miami Florida for a week with his buddies. Senior college on spring break he put $500 in black on the roulette Rock and Punakana. He won, and then of course he won three times in a row. So next up we have Jessica. She is 30-ish. I guess we're going to say 30-ish. She put 30-ish on her bio. And she is from Chicago, Illinois. Currently in Oak Park, Illinois. She is a model. And then three adjectives to best describe her. Affectionate, charismatic, and creative. Favorite activities is dancing, painting, and photography. The difficult thing about living in the house will be obviously, you know, living with her family and potentially, you know, feeling very alone. Favorite past cast Big Brother cast member she liked most was Dan from season 10 and season 14. Obviously, we know that Dan played two seasons of Big Brother and then was perfect mix of smart and funny, you know, conniving and yet a well-liked guy. He played a great game. And then what strategy for winning the game? Obviously, she said, believe just being herself and genuinely getting to know the housemates. Obviously, their actions can be fun but laid back. And she knows from experience, if you ask someone about themselves and show true interest, they tend to confide in you. So life model is what you think about me is none of your business. Favorite fun facts about her was her first job out of college was driving the Hershey Kissmobile, was a gypsy for a year, traveled cross country, ran a half marathon at Walt Disney World. I think Walt Disney World is the Florida Walt Disney. I think Walt Disney World, and there's Walt Disney. Oh, there's two Walt Disneys. What the heck? Walt Disney World is, I thought that was Florida one. Maybe it was Walt Disney World. Also, Disneyland. Walt Disneyland is the one in California. The one in the world. The Disney World is in Florida. So, six best friends. Obviously, she doesn't really believe in ride or dies. One bestie mentality. So, up next up, we have Catherine. She is 29 years old. She currently lives in Dallas, Texas. Isn't that where Elena is from? Dallas, I think. Elena from season 20? No, not 20. Sorry, 19, I think it was. I think she's in there, too. And then, of course, her occupation is digital marketing executive. Three words to best describe her. Reliable, handworking, and fun. Favorite activities is she works, lives, breathes marketing. Most probably are related to social media and Instagram. So, like me. Obviously, those who are listening on the radio side of things, I love being on Twitter constantly and being on Instagram as well. And then, of course, creating content and producing photo shoots for her friends and herself. I also loves to shop and go outdoor and being on outdoors on a pretty day. So what's the big old part about living inside the Big Brother house? Obviously not having her phone on her all times, and then start salivating at the mouth, experiencing withdrawal symptoms. So she's gonna struggle. And I've been hearing things about Catherine in the house too, which I'm probably not gonna spoil at all, but I'm hearing things about her already, but I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna keep quiet about that part. So we're gonna find out, because I don't really want to spoil what I know through social media. I've been, you know, seeing these things about her as well, but you know, I want to see, wait for myself. I wanted to wait for myself to see what happens during the first week, especially. So, and then back Big Brother, Housecast most like. Obviously, she's not gonna lie. She doesn't watch TV. She's not very seasoned on Big Brother history. She's BSing you and, you know, listing off fake reasons. Obviously, you know, she is just, she just doesn't want to list it because she's not really watched any past season. Obviously, she doesn't watch much TV. So, the future blanket would pick me as a favorite. I'm funny and reference means a lot. Loyal to those who are loyal to her. Nice but low key. Smart and calculating. Always have a reason to back up decisions. So she didn't really give an explanation on why, you know, why she, like, who is her favorite Big Brother house guest, obviously. So strategy for winning. Looking back when she was in training camp for Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. Her approach was wrong. She's looking at her in her face. She wanted to stand out because, you know, she was the first one gone. A competition setting, it's important to stay under the radar as long as there can. So she's probably going to stay under the radar as much as she can. And then she's pleasant to everyone, so nobody will have a reason to not like her. And she will work, strategize behind the scenes, even so they don't see her as a threat. You know, stay woke, my friends, is what she said. And then life model is happiness is the same price as the red bottoms. Fun facts about her: she won a poker tournament and she doesn't know how to play poker. She's been tweeted by Kim Kardashian. She has her student pilot license and flown over Hawaiian Islands twice. Won a dance competition in Bogota, Colombia. Also been scuba diving with sharks. So next up we have Kemi. Is it Kemi? I think it's Kemi because I'm trying to... been trying to figure out her name. I think it's Kemi. She is 25. She is from Brooklyn, New York. Marketing strategist, and she's very positive. Likes the silver lining situations. What's happened has happened, so deal with it. She's very goal oriented. Through her goals do change from time to time. And then of course, she's saying she's a bitch. And then of course, this is the sad truth. When I feel provoked, she can be extremely vicious, and it took 24 hours to actually learn between the difference between feeling provoked and being provoked. She says growth. So favorite activities is contributing to the economy, shopping, discovering new restaurants, you know, recent foodie, traveling with friends, hoping to make it to Las Vegas soon. So any potential palms can be, you know, filed under, oh, I was young. So the most difficult part of being inside the house would be, you know, not being on our phone would be pretty hard. Obviously, her phone is definitely her safe haven. And then, of course, basically do nothing like walking down the street. It's comforting to scroll through her phone and act like this. And then, of course, during that, avoid potential unwanted communication. So the cast member that she is most like is Rachel. Obviously, she put Rachel, I am Vegas Riley. She loves that she is unapologetic and authentic. She was not a care in the world. And if you didn't like her because she was here for the money and her man, that's 100% me. And also she put in Jessica Graff for the exact same reason. I love the Rachel so much. So strategy for winning is to make as many connections as she can, feel alliances as possible, similar to KC from Big Brother 20 last year. And then of course, hope to be well liked, use that to her advantage. Also she needs to do some backstabbing. And then if she's not well-liked, then she will bust everyone's ass in the HOH and veto competitions. And she would love to have a final two with someone to tag team competitions with. Another reason why she loves Riho. And then one of us wins either HOH veto every week to carry us to the end. And then, of course, maybe preferably a showmance. She says she is interested in a showmance. So life model is get with honey, even if honey is artificial. Facts about her: she's a miniature Dalmatian. She keeps a blog that with guys that she dated, hooked up with, to amuse whoever has access to it. And then, of course, could get call herself a writer since she lives in New York. Most dates are horror stories. So not detail for date that involved a guy, you know, telling her that she only two types of women pay for play or wifey. So next up we have Nick, and Nick is actually on my list for that. And I will at the end of this podcast go through my entire list of who I picked to win Big Brother. Obviously. So Nick is 27. He lives in Sewell, New Jersey. He's a therapist. He's outgoing, caring, and talkative. Playing, watching sports, going to the city to drink, meet women, and working. Love helping kids. And then, of course, making, and then, you know, has some really beautiful girl in there. You know, until, make them hold it in until they feel comfortable with them. Also, he will miss his mom a lot, which sucks. And then, of course, Big Brother, because that's what he's most like. He's only watched Big Brother 17, and that was fate, because we had a tornado in town. It knocked up power for a week, so it happened, make up power back, and he's watching premiere of Big Brother 17, and obviously he got hooked on. Tyler is his favorite, extremely intelligent, and then, he's seen Big Brother 17 and on. It's not like some of us have watched it, or the OG of Big Brother since season 1, or for me, it's season 13, but I have seen from season 11 on, I have seen that. And season that I've watched is season 8, season 10, season 11 all the way to the current season of Big Brother I have actually watched. So, obviously, Tyler is his favorite. Obviously, extremely intelligent, respectful, and humble at the same time. He was a competition machine. Should have probably won, but Casey was a good choice as well. But he was not upset. A strategy to win is 100%. Started watching on 17. The winner of first HOH did extremely well. James won 17, won in 17, and won in America's Favorite. Nicole won in 18 and won the whole show. And then 19 was Paul season. And obviously, Josh won that season. And then Tyler won first HOH in 20, won the second in America's Favorite Player. So, you know, you're getting, you know, when you think about it, you're not getting too much blood. I also says pretend that you don't want it, and then nominate whoever tells you to. And then, of course, people are scared. They will try to make deals and alliances, so they'll sit back and form the best alliance possible. Fun facts, he's bowled 5,300 games in bowling. His dad was a professional bowler on TV, caught a foul ball the Phillies game, off the bat of Cliff Lee, and then completed classes in Scouting Academy, became an NFL scout for the National Football League, and then obviously best doubleheader in baseball. He went to 7-8, two home runs and 8 RBIs, voted the most talkative person in high school out of 700 other students. And then next up we have Nicole, which she is actually on my pick list to win the season. She's 24 years old, from Long Island, New York. She is a preschool age, as she is hardworking, always gives 100%. And then, of course, like if she wants something, she won't stop until she gets it. She is hilarious. She cracks herself up constantly. Favorite activities is reading novels, the classics, fan fiction, blogs, people's analysts on song lyrics, or discussion of a movie, or anything. Listening to music, you know, drawing. drawing as well is on her list. So the most difficult part of living in the house would be, you know, making sure to think before she speaks, you know, bite her tongue, to actually bite her tongue when she really wants to tell someone off. But then again, you know, I have to do that every single day at work. So at least she's had practice, she's saying. So which past Big Brother house guests are you most like? And then of course, she is most like Paul, who obviously we know has gotten second two seasons in a row. And I shouldn't be, you know, bringing that up. I know it was a tough pill to swallow. It must have been a tough pill for him to swallow. To actually, I thought he was gonna win, because I know I never covered season 20. No, sorry, 19. I think I covered. I think I was 19. I covered, but it was last year I didn't cover. But you know, I think, you know, it was a tough pill to swallow. I would have probably had a hard time after, you know, winning twice. Well, at least he still had 20,000. That is a good positive thing to think about in a way. So yeah, Paul, he's authentic to himself, doesn't take BS from anyone. He ran the house and while most everyone else, you know, mindlessly followed. And then of course she admires, you know, the ability to, you know, obviously to stay true to himself, not feel like to apologize or explain the reasons. And then he played the game, and played it well. So the strategy for winning is to be authentically and objectively as she can. In other words, to stay true to herself, connect with people on real personal levels. Also remembering to play the game non-emotionally for what it is, a game. And then yes, the other people are my game pieces, but they are still people. Life model is Here Comes the Sun, because I strongly believe things, no matter how bad they may be, will always get better. Fun fact, she is a grammar-loving perfectionist who's best known to in her head most times to correct others' grammar when speaking, solving puzzles, playing video games. You know, she played all the Nancy Drew video games. She's a bit of a terror when she was younger. Obviously trying, you know, causing some trouble. Called 911 on her parents, obviously. You know, unscrewed lug nuts on the upstairs toilet and practically flooded the kitchen. Ah, jeez. Really? Oh, man. You know, and she was a platinum blonde for most of her college career. It was fabulous. Currently, her red hair is red. And I can contest to that. It is true. I know that. I already know that from actually looking at her bio again. And then of course, you know, her hair changes often, or rather I change it often enough. She is not a chameleon. So next up we have Ovi. This is the third last one on our list, and then we will be done the bios. I know these bios go a lot. It's a long podcast normally when it comes to these bios, but I love breaking it down. I love breaking down this talking about the contestants for the season. So Ovi is 22. He lives in Knoxville, Tennessee. He is a college student. He is relatable, motivated, and brown. And then, of course, favorite activities is rowing, partying, and then watching Tennessee basketball win games. I guess, obviously, I'm guessing that might be, like, the college team, I'm guessing. And then, of course, most difficult part of living in the house will be that, you know, being away from his dog and his mom and his girlfriend, obviously. I'm not going to go right into the reasons behind it, but obviously, you know, his mom, his dog, and his girlfriend mean a lot to him, obviously. So he's going to be, you know, worried about what's going on at home, I'm sure. I'm sure that, you know, he's no stranger living a lot with a lot of strangers, obviously. And then, of course, we all have different views on issues, which will make this experience cool. And then challenge himself to get to know a lot of people, did not know and learn about experiences in life. And then, of course, Big Brother cast member he's most like, it is Hayden Moss from season 12. Obviously, Hayden won his season. Hayden was the winner of Big Brother 12. He brought the Alliance, the Brigade together. I won't be able to win Big Brother on my own. So understand that you have to have, you know, shortcomings. So creating a strong alliance you know, leading them through the game, and you know, and all of that, right? So I feel like Kaden just did that and brought the house guests into season to help accomplish his goals, and ultimately he was crowned the winner of Big Brother 12. And yes, I've kind of occasionally watched in the older seasons just to, you know, understand what it was like back then, and it was so much different. Big Brother was so much different back then to compared to now. It has changed so much. And in Core's strategy to win this game would be to not getting goals in the finale night. I hope to sweep the board. Obviously, he understands he might have to flesh out his overall strategy a little bit more than just that. Any strategy is to get all the house guests, personal level, alienate any members. With that thing he said, it'd be best to create an alliance of strong health guests that he believes, you know, obviously believes that will work as a meat shield as well. And then, of course, talking about jury management, you know, keeping it real with everybody, you know, obviously, get to know everyone a little bit more on the week of eviction. So obviously the other health guests are ostracized. The players on the block will do his best to, you know, become their friends on a personal level, you know, feel good, you know, will feel straightforward in his goodbye message to the evicted health guests. So obviously saying the goodbye messages without, you know, insulting them, especially when it comes to the jury side of things, when jury begins later on within the game. And then, of course, all these strategies in mind, he obviously understands Big Brother has many twists, obviously expect the unexpected, as Julie would say. Also, you know, other strategy being flexible and able to flow with the game as well, I think will be instrumental into winning. So obviously, fun facts about him is he threw one of his big party at university and had to call the cops on his own party, so everyone to leave. Made his dog Insta famous. Obviously, he put his dog's Instagram on here, which is Mo Glit the Cory. I can't say that. Sorry, it's hard to explain when it's on here. I'm looking on paper and I'm trying to say it on a microphone. It is quite difficult. But his dog's on Instagram. He can freestyle rap better than anyone, any beat. And then, of course, he has ten different pairs of Crocs in his closet. He drove a 2001 Toyota minivan named White Stallion. He had an orange checkerboard on the side doors and a power T on the hood. So I think he's going to be wearing a lot of Crocs. This summer. It'll be interesting to see indeed. So next up we have Sam. She is 31. She is currently living in Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. She's a truck driver. And of course, Sam is on my pick list as well. And then of course, she's outgoing, bold, and comical, running her R1, playing basketball, having friends over for pool parties. Best thing about the most difficult thing about living in the house would be missing her family. Past cast members she most liked, Dear Levester. His gameplay was amazing, and his strategy for winning is be true and be a little bit of a rat for my alliance. So the life model is not living on the edge. You're taking up too much space. Fun fact about her is used to being recruiting commercial for one of her driving jobs, was interviewed by a local radio station, was a model of the week for the Weekender magazine. So next up is, after I had to write it down because I did not even know who the heck it was, I didn't even write down the name, I just wrote down the age and I just completely failed on my own note. But anyways, it was Tommy. He's 28 years old, from Staten Island, New York. Broadway dancer, optimistic, driven, and over the top. Eating mom's cooking, it's a favorite activity. One of the movies alone, and playing Catan with the family. And then the most difficult thing about living inside the house was missing summer on Jersey Shore with the family. Usually they're during weekends. House isn't huge, but the family, there's a lot of people in the little house, you know, playing games, drinking, cooking, making stupid videos, and getting a tan. There's nothing better than a summer with them. And then the past Big Brother house guest he is most like is Devon, aka Mama Day, from season 17 and 18. She was not only great TV, but Mama Day was very intuitive. Only issue that she always know what to do with information. She returned in season 18, did not do much better, keeping her mouth shut. Obviously, I don't know why he's putting her down like that. I don't know why he has to say that the negative part of Mama Day. I love Mama Day back in her season. Personally, I really, really love Mama Day back in her season. But in the end, she couldn't hold it in any longer. So strategy to winning the game is, strategy is inspired by his mother. She cooks and cleans for the entire family. She is everyone's favorite person you want to be. And then obviously want to be the Italian mother of the house. Want to take care of everyone and make them feel safe and loved. No one wants to vote out that person. So the life model is always go full out. And then fun facts about him is making short films. Never paid for a haircut in his life. And extremely skilled Catan player. Rarely got starstruck. Still asleep with his baby blankets. And that is Tommy. Tommy is the last one. He's actually not on my list. I will go through my picks right now. The skill rating to my picks. For the guys, I had Jackson, Nick, David, and Sam. For the girls, I had picked Nicole, Isabella, Catherine, and Elise. For the ladies. Some of the guys I've picked because I think such as Nick. I think it was Nick and Jackson. Because I think they're going to be a very, very strong. I picked some strong, really strong guys, obviously. For that. Also, and Elise I picked, obviously, because she's a soccer mom. She's a soccer star, and she's very, you know, competitive. I think she will do well in the season. I just don't know about the other ones. It's kind of hard. And, of course, David, I think he's very smart. He probably is going to do very well in the season, I'm sure, as well, and whatnot. So that is it for this episode of Everything About TV. If you are new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio only on podcast.com, Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, Player FM, Listen Notes, CastBox, Pod Paradise, Podtail, Spotify as well. We are on Spotify, which is I don't talk about much, but I should really update my wrap-up note for that as well. But I'm on Spotify as well, so you can all check it out, subscribe, and I appreciate you guys subscribing as well. May as well say this, I think it's around July the 4th, I will be away. I'm going to be gone for a week, so that's going to be about until the 11th. So I will be working on a schedule throughout the week to when it is, like, when the podcast is going to be out and to be caught up. I will let you guys know. Also, you can follow me on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, at Crispy on the Web for behind the scenes and updates and whatnot at Crispy on the Web. And we will see you guys back here on Wednesday night for the Amazing Race Canada Season 7 preview podcast right here on Everything About TV. Until then, we'll see you guys then. Have a good start to your week. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Bye for now.